Thank you for your patience. Could we please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. Okay, moving along, may I have approval of the minutes of the reorganization and regular meeting of July 10, 2018. Mrs. Dellerba, seconded by Mrs. Jors. Any discussion? All in favor? Against? Okay, passes 5-0. Okay, agenda item 6, approval of internal claims audit report for June 2018. May I have a motion to approve the internal claims audit report for June 2018? Mrs. Jors, seconded by Mr. Montalto. Any discussion? All in favor? Against? Passes 5-0. Mrs. Rossi, superintendent's report?
Sure. I very brief tonight. I just wanted to inform everybody that our building packets are going out half e-blast this summer, as well as half mailed packets, and they're going out in the middle of next week. They'll probably be in the mailboxes by the end of next week. All right, so I just want to let everybody know about that. And that's all I have for this evening.
Okay.
We're moving quite well along with our bond renovations.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, we'll have no formal committee reports today, but everybody was. Do you want to just comment on that in terms of the dates that were set?
Sure. I gave you a copy of the draft dates. I've asked if we can solidify these at the August 27th meeting. Policy committee meeting dates, finance committee meeting dates, technology committee meeting dates. You'll notice that technology, I have one of those on a board meeting night in September. I thought that was good because then Mr. DeLeo can give us a rundown where we are with technology.
Right.
Curriculum committee, you have one board evening date there. Audit, we don't know because those are pretty much channeled around our audit reports and the release of those. Buildings and grounds, I figured, you know, at least in September and October as we tie down the bond, Mr. Bentivenga.
Yeah, I'd actually like to add a couple. I mean, we may not need them.
I don't
but
think
like
so either.
But let's talk to them.
And I had an idea for you. Because I think it might be redundant maybe with this group, but I was thinking, if it's okay with everybody here, you know, as we're tying down the bond, what about if we started, after the bond ties up in the fall, if we started to talk as a buildings and grounds committee on capital reserve ideas.
I agree with that. I was going to suggest
and maybe have some evening meetings outside of board meetings with constituents and building reps as to possibilities, you know.
Yep.
So these dates might be a little more fluid, you know. Okay, so we'll get together and we'll see what we can do.
So we could potentially detach some of these from board meetings
thinking,
and then also,
depending
on timing, also.
I do recommend we have a September and October board meeting, only because those are the two dates that were sort of really solidifying all the tie-up.
I'd actually like to have one in November, depending on how the calendar falls.
Let's see how everything goes, okay?
Yep.
Right?
That's fine.
Fair enough?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, so on the by the 27th, everybody will have taken a look and make sure that things are good to go. Okay. Moving along, board agenda items. Questions from visitors on agenda items. Please approach the podium and state your name.
Good evening, Robert Starr. Quick questions. I see a couple of rescinded appointments. Number 8, number 9. And number 20 was a rescind of night differential for a member of the custodial staff.
Do you
want
to comment on that? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number 8 is being rescinded because she's not doing the position by herself. We appointed that gal back in July to fill that position on her own, but now she is going to be sharing the position, so that's why rescinding number 8.
The 9, it rolls right
and
into
And number 9, we're appointing her again to share the stipend as a stipend now split between her and the other person. And what was the other number?
Number 20.
20 is...
Somebody go from day shift to night shift by any chance?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And three more items. It looks like we got about $40,000 in fact that we're getting back from the bond work, 26, 27, 28. Is that correct?
The change order.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, any other questions from visitors on agenda items? Okay. Any more discussion on agenda items?
Yeah, Peter, I just had a quick question on 28. The change order from Barboy, the has to get the thing. What was it for, though? Yeah. And if you don't know, it's fine. We can talk about it next week. I just caught my eye.
What number was it?
28.
Well, they're all from Barboy.
They're all from Barboy.
26, 27, all from
Barboy. Hold on. I have the backup.
Okay.
Hold on a second. It doesn't, you know, it's interesting because the backup, I remember looking at the backup last week when I was doing the brief, and it doesn't go into such specifics.
Can I take a shot at it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Basically, in each of the contracts that are awarded, BBS, at the time of award, builds in an amount of money, an allowance amount, in anticipation of field conditions that would not require a formal change order, but would keep the project on schedule. At the end of that project, if that allowance money was not accessed or not needed, it's returned to the district.
Right.
So there may not be anything specific. It wasn't as if we didn't get a piece of equipment.
Right.
It was that they didn't know if we may need more than what they specified. But when we got to that point, we realized we didn't. That money comes back to us.
And that's exactly the answer, because it doesn't specify.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions from board members?
I have one question about the policy. Is this the right time to talk about that? Or
sure. Yep.
Okay. Usually that's mm-hmm. Just, first of all, I agree with it. I have a question about number one, right? Where it talks about allowing only reimbursable meals to be charged. We're not really going to tell kids they can't take a cookie, right? I mean,
no, that is state law. Because
state
a cookie
law.
Is an a la carte, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's new state regulation now.
Wow.
So you, by state regulation, we have to give a child a meal
right.
free of charge. But if a kid comes up after the meal and says, oh, now I want chips, now I want
right,
a cookie,
right.
No.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So, and that's the policy that came down. That's why we have to change the policy.
This is happening, yeah, statewide.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's
yeah.
required to do this.
Yeah.
It just struck me as odd.
Yeah.
But, you know,
well, it's actually a help because in the past kids would be denied a meal is the issue, and so that's why this policy is coming.
I think it's a great policy.
No,
I just had that one point caught
yeah.
my eye, and I was like,
no,
okay, what is that?
Yeah. Any other discussion on board agenda items? Casey, no further discussion. May I have a motion to omnibus items 1 through 30? Mrs. DeLorba, seconded by Mrs. Jors. Any discussion? All in favor? Against? Passes 5-0. May I have a motion to approve items 1 through 30? Mr. Montalto, seconded by Mr. Benzavega. Discussion? All in favor? Against? Okay, passes 5-0. Okay, moving on at this point, we're at other business. We have a couple of items just to mention here quickly. Mrs.
Yes,
Robbins, do you want to start?
I mentioned the board committee dates. All the other committees, look at your dates. If you have any conflicts, please let me know before the 8:27 meeting. All right? Shoot me an email. I want to recognize our new K-2 STEAM teacher who's here tonight, Ms. Emily Moran. Welcome.
I'm Emily Rohner.
I'm sorry, Emily Rohner is here with us tonight. But we also hired. No. We also have. Is Emily Moran here tonight? Maybe not. No. Okay, well, welcome to also Emily Moran and Emily Rohner. Welcome. She's our new probationary teacher. Congratulations. Happy you're here as well.
Not doing steam, no worries.
She is. She's our new. I'm sorry, I don't have my glasses on. She's our new kindergarten teacher at the elementary school.
Yeah, it's a lot. So we're up to 120 still right now.
We're still at 120. Hopefully, at the August 27th meeting, we will have our 0.5 FLES teacher. We had somebody to hire who pulled out.
Okay.
It's a very hard hire to fill. But we're plugging along. I did want to talk about the annual facilities tour date. I have two dates here. I want you to take a look at your availability. We're looking at
28th, I think, was
one and
the
30th.
The 28th and the 30th. 7:30 a.m.
I know we have somebody work. I mean, I don't know work-wise. I know you're back.
Yeah, I'm back teaching on Johnny
Bucky,
so I won't be
able to. I think we had a makeup the last time as well, remember?
27th? Is anyone, what about Monday the 27th?
Well, she, it's not, morning's not working. That's
oh,
the
oh.
Morning. That week at least.
No, 20th, I actually, like, I'm back full time, but
27th. We could do the 27th. Is there, okay.
Yeah, we have a meeting that, could
we have a meeting?
We have a, could we link it together?
Could we do something, yeah.
Don, what about if we link it together? Because we're going to have to, I just mentioned to Mrs. Robbie.
Yeah, I don't want
to
hold up every, you know.
We're going to have to do exec starting at 6. We need an hour for exec in the summer. So we're going to have to start at 6 anyway, exact. It's the only, because the meeting has to start at 7 unless we're all in agreement to go back in, but then if we need certain people there, that might be problematic. Could we just reflect on that maybe?
Sure.
To see if the 27th, we could kind of wrap it all together.
Yeah, that would be
fine. Just send them all in again. Okay, so we'll reflect on that maybe.
We'll reflect on that. Okay. All right. So question mark point 27? I mean, I could be here all day, all night, all morning, whatever. Just let me know.
Okay.
Talk about it among
Okay. Good. Okay. And then.
And then we did have a retreat, a very good retreat, back on July 10th. As part of your packets that I gave you inside, I gave you a rundown of some of our notes. It looks like this, a reflective board. A reflective team. We really talked about how the board is a reflective team. We have a very good governing team here, a very experienced Board of Education. We came up with a list of non-negotiables based on how we feel we function. This is a board that we feel is probably going to be in the next 2 years no longer at this table. Just because of kids moving in and out and people leaving, and we felt what the board trainer did with us, we came up with what do we do well, and we thought that this was a good working document for newcomers in the next 2, 3, 4 years that come on, that really tells the story of Babylon and how we, you know, work as a board and things we live
and
by.
And the role of a board member.
A board member. So it was a really great day. I want you to take a look at it. We talked about even, you know, the annual retreat is so special. We did some goal setting, but we also talked about mini retreats along the way, like a couple of times throughout the year, as we reflect on the goals at the mid-year and third quarter point as well. I thought it was a good summary for a day because it really made us reflect what we really do well, and I think we were able to define things we do well, right? Mm-hmm. Compared to, I think, most districts, and it was good to really reflect on that when you see some districts out there and what really happens.
Well, there's always room for improvement. I think that was a whole part of the self-evaluation kind of quarterly, and we can look at maybe doing some self-reflection on that. Can I just ask a question in terms of the one-to-one? Have we gotten any feedback back in terms of parents? Or
all positive. Good. Very little feedback, but it's been... They're excited. I've gotten hardly any calls that week doesn't work, but the people who have called have gone right to Mr. DeLeo, and I know he sent out another reminder that people can get their one-to-ones leading up to the opening of school if they're not able to come in that week that he mentioned in that letter.
Okay. And yes. I just know it mentioned the portal access I know is changing because we got that email as far as a parent. I would just know that they probably need multiple reminders. Because even as a parent myself, I'm like, well, that's right, they change. It's changing how to access it. So maybe, just an idea, when we're, when we're handing out or doing the one-to-ones, if there was even like a flyer or something we could give, you know, as far as this is how you access the portal, just so they're not inundated then in September and October when people can't access the portal. Just a reminder, because in the summer you read it and it goes by the wayside sometimes. But I know that's going to be a pretty important piece that you just don't want.
Mr. D'Amico, can you?
Yep.
I'm sorry. I just as a parent, I know that I'll need to be reminded when I can't get in. And the board email? I don't know. Okay. Okay. Representatives of organizations, please approach the podium and state your name. Any representatives? Okay, questions or comments from visitors, please approach the podium and state your name.
Robert Stroh. I've just asked this before, but if the time comes when we get the bond work done, could we have a walkthrough for the people who don't have students in school, including somebody like me?
Yes,
okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay,
we'll do something in, probably sometime in September.
And let's, another thing, suggestion, could we make consolidate some of these board meetings time-wise? I mean, because it's some of these board meetings over the past year have been a nightmare.
Well, I'm very sorry. We have district business we have to get to, so I don't know if we can do that. But
I'm talking as fast as I can, but
yeah.
I definitely move
business
along.
Of the district is very important.
Okay. Any other questions or comments from visitors? Okay. Future board meetings. So now we do have a regular meeting on Monday, August 27th. It will be 7 o'clock here in the library, but that's what I'm thinking. We just probably need to start at 6. I know that might be, but just to kind of give you that leeway, just so we aren't late getting out, because we do have a lot of business to take care of. So if we could look at starting at 6 o'clock that day,
mm-hmm.
And then also, you know, if you guys could let me know, you know, in the next couple of days, if we could do the tour that day,
mm-hmm.
that would kind of eliminate.
The 27th?
Yeah, the 27th.
Like just before? Like,
you know, yeah, I mean, we're here all week. The only day that's crazy for us is the 29th.
Right.
If people cannot make the 27th, we're here. We could do another alternate day for anybody else, because
mm-hmm.
I know I have two other board members who are not here. So if some people want to do the 27th, that's fine. If other people want to do the 28th, the 30th, all right? I can't do the 31st. That's the day before I have people coming back, but...
What time then on the, would you, I mean, I don't know if you can do the 27th on.
I got to check this.
Okay. But how long would the tour be? How much time would we need?
Well, we don't need to go to the elementary school. We have to go to the grade school.
Right, okay.
And this building. So I'm thinking an hour and a half, we could probably hit the both.
So
buildings.
We would look at starting possibly at 4 o'clock, then you have a little half hour between that and when exec begins.
And then why wouldn't we go to the grade school, the elementary school? We usually check both three buildings.
Well, there's no bond renovation work. We could. Yeah, we could.
So 3:30? No, we're 2:30.
Yeah.
We'll
see.
I mean, but if we can do beforehand, at least we're a group of us. And then
I would put the elementary school last.
Yeah.
I would think everybody wants to see the grade, you know, here first, grade, and then elementary.
I have a crazy idea. Maybe just do those two schools before, and then we do this after, since we're all here. We can do a quick thing after.
That's true, too. I mean, we're here that night, right?
That way it's not too long.
Right.
No.
Okay. We'll say 4 o'clock, right, tentatively. So
you want
4
o'clock on the 27th?
Mm-hmm.
Are you right with that?
I'll try.
All right. Okay.
Because it's exact regardless, we'll start at 6 o'clock.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll figure 4 o'clock on the 27th. Okay.
Okay. May I have a motion to adjourn, please? Mr. Benzavega, seconded by Mr. Montato. All in favor? All in favor? Passes 5-0. Thank you very much. Have a great evening.